The most important thing would be not to have a job, would be to address conflicts in a way that they could be solved. But unfortunately, I remember when I started my functions 10 years ago, we had several peace processes that had been concluded. We were hoping 1 million people go back home. We were hopeful that the refugee crisis would strongly diminish. But unfortunately now, with this multiplication of crises, we are seeing an explosion of refugees. Now, in this context, as prevention and conflict resolution are not working as they should, it is absolutely essential to substantially increase humanitarian aid for the refugees, but also to increase the development cooperation, the structural cooperation with those countries that are hosting them. Countries like Lebanon or Jordan, for instance, are having a dramatic impact in their economies, in their societies, in their infrastructure. It is absolutely essential that they receive the same solidarity from the international community as they were able to express to the Syrian refugees that came to their territory. And the same applies to countries in Africa, Ethiopia and Kenya in relation to Somalia, the neighbors of Nigeria or the neighbors of the Central African Republic.
High Commissioner, on a personal level, how this crisis affect you, the citizen, António Guterres?
I think that it's impossible to see such a huge human suffering, because normally we talk about numbers. Numbers hide the reality of the intensity of suffering of people. I think that my family could have the house destroyed, that I could have lost some of my children, that I would have to flee and to lose everything, and at the same time to face the hostility of several areas of population in several countries where I might try to reach safety. I mean, when I think what could happen to me and to my family, it's impossible not to feel an enormous pain looking into the refugee tragedies we are facing in today's world.